Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman filling in for Joyce Riley on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous indeed. I know that I am, and wow, it's 2015 already. I know it's several days into it, but I haven't had a choice to wish Joyce Riley's audience an absolute happy new year. Pray you had a delightful Christmas. Pray this year we have the fight for liberty ratchet up quite a bit, because I'll tell you what, we need it, ladies and gentlemen. With the Republicans failing at every turn, we really need a shot in the arm, to say the least. Now, I want to talk about a couple of stories that came out yesterday or the day before a little bit, this little teeny window that I've got here. Republicans fail again was my headline. Boehner reelected as Speaker, as you all know. But I got a question. Is a failure, or is it really a success? You say, what do I mean, Sam? Well, the Republicans have 246 seats in the House and 54 seats in the Senate. I'm going to say it again, 246 seats in the House and 54 seats in the Senate. They've never had this big of a majority in my whole lifetime and probably yours. Remember, it only takes 218 seats in the House to defund anything. I'm going to say it again, it only takes 218 seats in the House. They have 246 to defeat or defund anything. And that's if not a single Democrat comes along. And usually there's several good yellow dog Democrats or fiscally responsible Democrats that would jump aboard and help the cause of liberty. Now, believe it or not, the first day they were sworn in, everybody thought it was a big failure because it was a fiasco over Boehner. And on one hand, we had a huge loss. But remember, we had double the support to oust Boehner. Then we had the first go-round, I think it was back in 2012, for that same thing. So understand that there is a lot more support, and if they stand together, you know, when it's not something very close like the Speaker of the House position, it's a big loss. But that double the support means that when there's close issues, they have a chance to get something done. Now understand that while everybody was fighting about this Speaker fiasco, they actually put together a tiny rule change in the House that slipped through. Most people didn't know about it. But the rule change in the House recalculates prices of bills. What does that mean, you ask? Well, it means that we were able to put kind of a dollar and cents to the funding of different bills, positive or negative. And it'll really let folks in the media, especially the new media taking center stage, grab that little tidbit in a bill, in other words, the cost analysis, so to speak, and tout that to help us educate folks about the reality of giving bills. So that was huge news. Now, the Obama XL pipeline battles on. The Senate poised to push for that, I think, Friday, so tomorrow. And Barack says he will not sign it. And my response is, you know what? Again, that's a let Barack expend a bunch of political capital on that thing. I'm for the pipeline, personally. But I will say this, it's a little teeny issue that mattereth not. In other words, in the real scheme of things, that pipeline bill, it doesn't matter much. But it matters a whole lot if we can start to say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a plenty do something Congress to decrease the size and scope of government. And it's a do-nothing president now. Because Barack has been using that political capital over and over and over to say, hey, Congress won't do anything, so I got to act without them. You know, just can't help it. Got to act without the Congress, because Barack just says that's the way it is. People have accepted that lie for too long now. And if the Republicans can literally put bill after bill after bill that would back the proper role of constitutional government and decrease the size and scope of government, and every time just snicker at Barack and say, man, we sure got a do-nothing president going on around here, don't we? Maybe we got to impeach him. Anyway, while that's happening, Joe Arpaio's battle's ratcheted up. Joe Arpaio, sheriff of Arizona, has asked the courts to support him and reject Barack Obama on amnesty. How do you think that'll go, huh? All right, quick pause. This is the Power Hour on GCN.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah, buddy, it's Sam Bushman filling in for Joyce Riley. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. All hands on deck. You fired up? Ready to rock and roll with news and networks refuse to use? I am. I'm telling you, man, it's a freedom-loving, fantastic 15. You going to get involved in the solutions today with us? All right. ThePowerMall.com is where you start, because that's what helps us stay on the radio. ThePowerMall.com. Gets that done. I got Kurt Cosby in the house as well on the broadcast today. Welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We heard, I think it was yesterday, about 9 earthquakes rocking Texas. They say 9 earthquakes in less than a day, CBS News. They claim that 3 of them were over 3.0 on the Richter scale. What do you think? You think we're going to have a turbulent 15, Kurt?
You know, it looks like the update shows 11 as of the last 27 hours, according to CBSLocal.com out of DFW. But a whole lot of shaking going on, I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so. And I have to think that it's repercussions of... of the actions of Americans, you know, we're really turning our backs on a moral code that has been the bedrock or blessing, I should call it, of America for quite some time. And I think that's tragic. The governor of Utah, Gary Herbert, is fostering the banning of wood-burning stoves in northern Utah, I guess from like, I don't know, the beginning of November through March, he wants to ban these stoves, and that's when people need them the most. And I guess he's pushing the legislature of the state of Utah to get this done, and my response is, really? I mean, of all the things that, quote, relate to pollution, you really think that a wood-burning stove is the big problem? See, I don't think so, Kurt. You have truckers all up and down the roads spewing out toxins in their vehicles. Now, I've got a very close friend that actually is a trucker. Well, I've got more than one, by the way. My uncle owns a truck line with probably over a couple of hundred rigs in it. But anyway, I digress. What I'm telling you is they tell me, hey, this reefer situation where they act like they have these clean reefers rolling down the road, it isn't true at all, Kurt. What they do is they have the ability to lock the toxins in, and then at night, it's a time thing, and if you stand outside of your truck in the middle of the night when that sucker decides to release, it's horrible looking. And they claim that it's just a timed gameplay, that they're not really reducing the stuff coming out of the stack like you believe they are. They're just somehow trapping it and then releasing it later to make it look good. And so we play a lot of energy games here, Kurt, but it isn't about energy, really. It's about control. And so we need to rise up and reject Governor Gary Herbert's socialist idea that the government can control whether you burn wood or not, Kurt.
Well, you know, a little more detail on the quakes in the Texas, they call it North Texas area.
Yeah.
They give you, they basically say, hey, they're in the 2.7 range. You know, they give the list of the exact times, 2.3, 3.5, 3.6, 2.9, 2.7, 1.7, 2.4, 1.6, 3.1, 2.6.
Yeah, so just a bunch of little quakes, that's it, right?
Yeah, and so, but what you've got here, at least, you know, that they say, is with all those, then you can start seeing some kind of damage. Now they talk about, your home insurance doesn't cover this typically.
Yeah, because most people don't have earthquake insurance. It's primarily fire or that kind of stuff. It doesn't even cover serious floods.
They say, oh, it costs you an extra $10 a month if you're going to have this kind of coverage. You know, and of course, then they're saying, well, with all these little tremors, that means, hey, a big one isn't far off. I really don't know how scientists figure that out, but I do know that at least that kind of goes along with the if it bleeds, it leads and gets you all worried scenario. Yeah, that's a whole lot of shaking, I think.
The only thing you need to know, Kurt, is the big one's coming.
Yeah,
got that?
Good point.
You know that, then you'll know that government's at the helm. And they're in charge of basically everything. Dude,
yeah,
they say one's
you
coming.
You need to depend on them.
Then one's coming, sir. As long as you've got that straight and you're ready to obey in a panic, then we're okay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right. Well, I don't really know what to say about all that, except for we've got to rein in government, Kurt.
Well, you know, at least what I want to ask the governor of Utah, Governor Herbert, when he tells everybody they need to make sure and get rid of all their wood-burning stoves, is just who's going to keep us warm when the power goes out, slash, you know, gas isn't delivered by that.
Well, he'll grant an exception when that's the case, Kurt.
Yeah.
And the real question that I want to know is this. What happens if wood-burning stoves are illegally used? In other words, let's say that it's like November 5th, and Kurt Crosby cranks up his wood-burning stove and has a burn day, and he sits inside his house and feels all warmy and stuff. Is the IRS going to come and say, hey, Not only are you a tax protester, you terrorist, but you, my friend, have a wood-burning stove going on in there, don't you? I see the toxins pouring out of your roof. And I, you know, who's going to do that, Kurt? Are they going to have, like, the IRS wood-burning Nazis or what?
Well, I think there's a whole new area for government to grow in, Sam. Just think of the whole Homeland Security slash, you know, wood-burning home protection thing. You know?
Whoa. Yeah, in fact, you could probably get a job, Kurt, if that happened. Then actually, yeah. You know, then they'd be able to say, hey, you know what, jobs are just everywhere.
Plentiful, yeah.
Plentiful jobs and, you know. Well, I'm not going for the plan, Kurt. I think we need to really stand up and make 2015 the year of freedom. Americans need to realize this ain't no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, even the quote most supposedly conservative of conservatives are buying all the lies of the mainstream press in bed with the scientific community, in bed with government on this whole global warming thing. Now, they would say, Sam, it's a fact. You know, we got more warm days, more warm breaking records than cold days or cold breaking records. And it's a fact. The earth is warming up. And my response is, well, it may be true that you got more warm days than cooler days, but that doesn't suggest that we caused it. See, that's the big difference. You know, I'm not even saying that there's not a cycle on the earth where the earth is actually warmer than it might have been 10 years ago. There are cycles in the earth. But that doesn't mean that the fact that Kurt Crosby had a burn day with his stove, or that Kurt Crosby drove to the Chinese factory outlet or Walmart with it, with his car, that it's that's the problem. See, and that's the issue that I have with it. It's tying it to your behavior or your activities as the cause for sure. And if you ever bring up any scientific evidence to the contrary and or bring it up for debate or discussion, then they want to say, hey, you don't even have a right to exist or have a seat at the table for the discussion because, man, we know you can't have a clue. We've already decided on this. And now we're going to control you with the information that we've gathered. That's kind of my problem, is there's no room for discussion, and then they want to control the outcome. And that's where we've really got to do something different about it, in my mind. But do you think the American people are going to step up in 2015, Kurt? Do you think they're going to start to get it?
Well, I sure hope so, and I hope more people realize that, you know, our liberty and freedoms are not spectator sports. They are audience participation type of programs, and that we welcome them being part of that, don't we?
Yeah, it just seems to me that it's fascinating. All right, Joe Arpaio's in a big old fight for his life, Kurt, and you know, we've watched this battle between Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the largest sheriffs in the country, really, and I'm not talking about size of the man, I'm talking about size of the county that he's the sheriff of, Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona area. This battle is epic, because not only does the battle cover the birth certificate, which Joe Arpaio has done research into and has basically virtually proved that it's a fraudulent birth certificate, and Barack Obama, but they're also now battling over this amnesty idea. And the courts at first shut down Joe Arpaio over this amnesty issue, but Joe says, hey, number one, I'm appealing. Number two, this is an emergency because we're already starting to see Barack's rules enacted. Because of Obama's, I don't know, they're playing games. Was it really an executive order on amnesty? What was it, right? They're playing games with this reality, and they're starting to enact clauses of Barack's directive on this thing, or executive order, whatever you want to call it, to the point where courts, you need to act immediately, says Joe Arpaio. What do you think of that, Kurt? You think the courts are going to give Joe his day, or do you think it's just going to be Barack a smackdown?
You know, it doesn't look good for Joe here, although you know, it would certainly be nice to see him in a court in his neighborhood or whatever with a jury of his peers, his supporters. I don't know for sure. What do you expect here in this
Well, I'll tell you this. If we're allowed to have the friendly media, meaning the new media taking center stage, the Joyce Rileys of the world, the Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby's of the world, the Vince Fennellys of the world, et cetera, et cetera. If we're allowed to have the right people cover the case, then we might be able to force accountability. If we don't, it'll be nothing but a railroad. That's my humble opinion. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby filling in for Joyce Riley. And next hour, the second 2 hours of the broadcast will be a simulcast with my radio show, Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the Power Hour on GCN.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back to the live on the Power Hour. Establishment of Kirk Crosby having a fantastic time. Hoping you are as well. I'll tell you what, man, there's so much news going on in the Republic. It's amazing and hard to keep track of it all. Hey, yesterday on the Power Hour, we had a guest on, Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who happens to be a scientist and an environmentalist expert. And he basically says this global warming stuff is absolutely pseudoscience, blown out of proportion, belligerent, and bogus. And he also wrote a new book called Radical Islam in the House. And it's very interesting. Check that out. You want to learn more? All right, AmericaPlundered.com. Check it out. I don't get a penny. I just found it to be a very unique book that you might be interested in. We also talked about the Republican heroes that voted against John Boehner for Speaker. That's one of the big keys we need to really think about. Hey, who voted against Boehner? Boehner is really doing his very best to punish those who had the guts to vote their conscience and those who had the guts to stand up against him, regardless of the threatened punishments. Now they're becoming real. Nevertheless, those ones that voted against Boehner are, in my opinion, Republican heroes. We ought to keep an eye on those folks for hopefully good things to happen. And those are the people that we want to basically get behind and say, guys, let's have you stand together as a serious voting bloc and do it again. And see if we can't make sure that Barack and Boehner don't bust the budget again. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of the people choose that which is right the majority of the time. That is, if they have the facts. I'm going to say that again. The people choose that which is right the majority of the time if they're in possession of the facts, okay? We need to work on building relationships of trust. The solution, ladies and gentlemen, to solving America's problems starts with the two great commandments, love the Lord thy God and love thy neighbor. I know that sounds overly simplistic, but think about the Ten Commandments and how simplistic they are as well on one hand. On the other hand, what really wrong can you do if you keep the Ten Commandments, huh? In contrast, the difference between God's way and man's way, the man's way, at least government has the 10 million commandments, they still can't get it done. All right? Anyway, Mr. Gohmert, the challenger to Boehner for the Speaker of the House, says, hey, the fight does not end today. So I find that great news. And I hope we really see the Republicans stand up. But again, I don't see really any agenda put together by the Republicans. Yeah, they're going to challenge Barack on the pipeline and try to show you the difference between, last Congress and this Congress, that, hey, we can really pass something this time and force Barack to veto. But it'll be nothing but a gridlock scenario unless the Republicans cave. Now, the Republicans are poised to raise taxes on gas, which I think is a huge mistake, folks. We don't need to raise sales tax or a gas tax because it's a special product that has more abusive tax than other products. What you really need if you want to protect Americans and if you want to prevent the inequity of governments in bed with oil companies, OPEC affiliated oil companies around the world, is you need tariffs at the border, folks, is the answer. You would say, well, Sam, all that'll mean is my gas prices aren't as low. That's right. That's exactly what it means. But it also means, ladies and gentlemen, that Americans will be working. It also means that governments who subsidize their, quote, oil-rich partners to stop it, because they won't be able to compete in our markets. Furthermore, it'll put taxes on those OPEC-affiliated companies, not necessarily on you directly, see? I propose, what if we just basically put tariffs at the border and get rid of the income tax, huh? You know, that way we can just dump the IRS and at the same time put tariffs and taxes at the borders, protecting America workers. I personally think that'll be one of the best takeaway solutions we could get today. What do you think of that idea, Kurt? They're dumping oil. They say oil's below $50 a barrel now. They say that gas is going to go down, 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 down. It's going to hurt American workers. American oil drilling and processing, et cetera, is going to have to shut down. I just simply think you put tariffs at the borders on some of these foreign OPEC-affiliated companies that are trying to break the backs of the American producers and level the playing field a little bit, punish those governments that are in bed with these companies, and break their backs by protecting American workers. I want to get your response to that on the other side. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, filling in for Joyce Riley, reminding you thepowermall.com is a great way to do business with the good guys. Thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. You are listening to the Power Hour on GCN.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
My fellow Americans, we are live on your radio. Hope you're having an educational time. You know, educational shows are far and few between. Entertainment seems to be everywhere these days. But the solution lies in education. The solution lies after education, action. And that's really where I believe that we come in, folks. We focus on solutions, ideas to make your life better. We tell you to do business with the good guys. It's really a way to help us put our money where our mouth is for the solutions. Takes a lot of work. Takes a lot of effort. Takes a lot of, I would say, small life adjustments that really, you know, most people aren't really willing to make. Most folks don't want to skip Wally World. Most folks don't want to skip their entertainment. Most folks don't want to be bothered with the troubles of America. But I know that the listeners of the Power Hour and our show, Liberty Roundtable, and others do care, do want to make a difference, do want to get involved in solutions. All right. Kurt, what do you think?
Well, solutions are the order of the day, Sam, you know, at least have always been with us. You know, you mentioned the gas tax, and there some, I guess, enemies of freedom and liberty that want to increase that. Well, I say, hey, let's lower that tax and, you know, bring it back to some sense of liberty and freedom. You know, when you really look at it, you look at the founding fathers and for example, the stamp tax or the tea tax or all these different things. You know, they were minute levels of tax compared to the huge tax burden that we shoulder today. And I'd say, hey, let's be proactive on that. And I agree with you when you say tariffs on companies and governments attempting to basically eliminate our own U.S.-based businesses. And that's what you have to basically be some kind of a buffoon to not notice what has happened over the years, and that is that we've given up our industries and had them replaced for the industries of foreign powers. And this isn't good for our security as well as our people that need jobs and work. You know, just I was thinking about what you said about the day, if I remember right, it was the day after the election, and the Republicans had been blessed, if you will, with a large win. And if I remember right, you outlined very well just a tremendous plan. And I thought it might even be good to, if you want to highlight that once again, maybe you could get it through to some of the grand old party boys.
Well, a couple of the solutions that I had, you're talking about the win that they had back in November that we still haven't really seen the fruits thereof. It's been a couple of months, now they've been sworn in, now it seems like, golly, what are they going to do, they're going to take Barack on the oil pipeline, and golly, they're going to try to make it 30 hours to 40 hours in a work week for full-time employees to try to take a couple of more folks out of Obamacare, and Barack says I won't sign any of them. And other than that, I don't really see a whole lot from the Republicans. But I mentioned what they really need to do is they need to repatriate money. There's a huge amount of money to the tune of, what, hundreds of billions of dollars, Kurt? I don't even know the exact number because it's company by company, but I know Apple has almost $100 billion alone that was made outside of the United States and stays outside of the United States. And that money is not going to be used in the United States at all. Why? Because the taxes are absolutely belligerent. It's like 35%+ or something. It's one of the highest taxes in the world. And so Apple just smirks at the United States and says, hey, we're an international company. We legally and lawfully made this company this money outside of the United States. We're not willing to use it within the United States because you're going to absolutely beat us up too much. We're not doing it. And then the bureaucrats in high places, the more entrenched the bureaucrat, the more of an insider, the more they run around and go, oh, that's not patriotic. Wow, Apple's evil there. And the truth is that's a lie. In fact, I think it's very patriotic. And what Congress really needs to do, and it should be fairly easy to get, quote, bipartisan support for this, whatever you want to call it, to say, look, let's reduce that belligerent 35% tax to 5%, just say. And let's let companies, big and small, repatriate this money. Bring it back to America and use it at home. It would be a huge shot in the arm for America. It would set off a hiring spree in America like you would not believe. It would be an absolute boom, or boon, I think is how you say it, for the American people. And why can't they do this? I don't even hear a single inkling about it by the bureaucrats, or by the Republicans or Democrats or anybody. This is the biggest thing they could do that would really make a difference. Why? Because it doesn't cut anything. You don't have a gazillion enemies. All it does is say, we've got to stand for America and bring this money back. In other words, new cash. Cash that has not been considered. Cash that's not on the table right now. And every dollar that comes to America, Kurt, would be a positive $1 for America and a negative $1 for our, quote, international competition. And we wouldn't have to rely on socialism or anything to do it. We'd just simply reduce taxes and show the world that we are the most friendly. We are the most innovative economy in the world. And I think that it would be one of the biggest keys to really make a difference. I think it would be super easy to resolve and to do. But I don't think anybody is really even focused on it, Kurt. I mean, they've had inklings. There's been a couple of Republicans that have talked about it in the past. Everybody knows it's a big problem. They've even in the past put some preliminary bills together to work on it, but I don't see a single solid on-the-table effort to really push and get that done. And I don't even have a good handle on the number of dollars that it relates, because it's tracked company by company in their, quote, public filings and stuff like that, to where you can kind of get those numbers. But I'm telling you, the numbers are literally in the hundreds of billions of dollars. If I were to take a guess, it's well over $500 billion, Kurt.
I'm looking at a piece that references Bloomberg in their, I guess you could say, reporting of it. This is from thinkprogress.org, and the headline reads, Corporate America's hiding $2 trillion in profit from the IRS. Alan Pike is the author. You know, they go through and they point out there's almost this $2 trillion that are offshore. They say, now I never had heard of this, but they say General Electric leads the pack. By the way, they also own a number of media entities as well, like ABC and a few others, which may be one of the reasons they haven't been pointed out. But anyway, they lead the pack with $110 billion held offshore. Tech companies like Microsoft at $76.4 billion, Apple $54.4 billion, IBM $52.3 billion, and Google at $38.9 billion. They say dominate, along with drug companies like Pfizer at $69 billion and Merck at $57 billion. But the bottom line is...
So hold on. What is that total, Kurt?
Well, they say that these largest... They list 307 companies that Bloomberg has examined and that now hold a total combined $1.95 trillion offshore.
All right, so let's be fair, and it's kind of what I said then. You know, you can't, even if we were to lower the tax to, say, 5% or something very, at least a gazillion times better. Personally, I don't think you got to have any tax on bringing your money back to America, but that's another discussion. I'm just trying to somehow make it as low as I can get it, but yet have the government at least have a big old, you know, quote, windfall so they'd go for the plan. But nevertheless, I don't think you can count on all the money coming back, Kurt. So I kind of said it's well over a half of $1 trillion. You're saying it's over $1 trillion, but if all the money didn't come back, we might see a literal windfall of a half $1 trillion or so. That's a conservative estimate, but I believe we can really do that. And just think what that would do for America and for these companies, Kurt. And again, every dollar that benefits America would not be utilized to fund our competition either. That's almost a two-for-one deal when it comes to economic reality, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And they say that there's a propensity for profit stashing among tech companies. This has brought scrutiny from Congress with, they say, committee reports and a Senate hearing where the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, you remember this, was called on to justify his firm's tax behavior. Now, you know, I just find it very, I guess the word would be disingenuous when anybody, especially Congress, who gets all the tax breaks and gets them in for their buddies, that they tell some company that they're going to, I guess you could say, oh, not really American if they take advantage of the tax game the way it currently is. Now, they say lawmakers around the world talk a good game about reforms that would change the incentive space not only by companies but tax haven government. Now, don't you love that idea? Like, there's some kind of an evil place if they're a tax haven government. You know, it's like a store that charges you less, ladies and gentlemen. Is it a consumer haven? Well, yeah, it is, because you like going there and not having to pay quite so much. They say most of the talk is still premised on the same sort of patchwork system that's in place now. They say Ireland, those evil Irish, they say they made a splash last fall by announcing some changes to their tax laws, but they do little to end the country's status as a tax haven. And I would say, thank goodness, there's still some, quote, tax havens.
You know what I would say, though, Kurt? I would say that Congress is hiding this money from the American people and from the corporate world in America that justly deserve the fruits of their labors.
Great point, Sam. And, you know, because of what Congress is doing or not doing, then, you know, they encourage companies to play the tax game in that matter.
And when you say doing and not doing, that's right. What they did before was create this hostile, abusive tax. What they're not doing now is realizing their error and correcting it immediately.
That's exactly right. Although, you know, Sam, what I'd like to know is how many of those either countries and or entities actually are lobbying Congress and hoping that they'll leave it the way it is, because the smart countries, the tax haven countries, you know, have got to be thinking, hey, it's sure nice to have that money here in our country.
Yeah. Good point.
Now, they say many in Congress want to tackle offshore profit stashing in ways that would be very generous to these companies. You know, for example, they offer a tax holiday for them to bring their money back home that would reward their behavior. President Obama's version of corporate tax reform would raise a significant amount of money over the coming decade, but still far less than what companies would be paying if they weren't gaming the rules, sort of like you're kind of an evil dude. Now, you know, I wish they'd learn from the French, who they tried to do basically a 75% huge super tax, and they've come to their senses because they've rolled that back and said, hey, man, that hurts our economy. It doesn't help it when we raise taxes.
Yeah, but let's be clear. They only half came to their senses, Kurt.
Yes, you're right.
You say, what do I mean? Well, they didn't lower taxes. All they did was try to, what, foist a huge tax on everybody. It didn't work, so they took it away. But now we're back to, like, where we were before. We're not really on the offensive reducing the size and scope of taxes and government. And, you know, taxes are grievous to be borne, folks. So I guess what I'm saying is I appreciate that that happened, and that's good news. But let's not pretend we're gaining ground here. All we've done is recovered what we almost, or what we lost for a time, right?
Great point, Sam. You know, but the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, any business person, anybody who's ever been in business understands that, hey, lower pricing will typically bring you more sales, more business. You know, somehow governments think, they forget the message that at least I believe Ronald Reagan recently in, you know, kind of recent history was good at teaching, and that is, you lower those taxes, the American people or any people in any country realize that, hey, if they work hard, they get a little bit more of the action coming their way, then in the end, that smaller piece of the pie that government extracts really adds up to a larger total dollars for even the government. But so many times it's the scarcity mentality and they want to take it away. They say despite corporate protests, there's no historical evidence that higher corporate tax rates hurt the economy. I would simply say, what? You know, just try suggesting to the folks at Walmart that, you know, hey, you guys just raise your price. And that'll be good for your business. They would look at you and say...
Yeah, and if they want to lower the price, they would run around and tell everybody how unpatriotic they are.
Yeah, that's right. And they say companies that pay higher tax rates tend to create more jobs, they say. And I disagree and say, hey, when companies are more profitable, then they have money to create more jobs. And they can do that much better than government can do that at all.
I hear that. They say corporate America is hiding $2 trillion in profit from the IRS. The other question is, would the IRS get all of it? Kurt, isn't that kind of the suggestion here?
Yeah, it's a great point, and we need to eliminate the IRS and replace it with, something that really can work.
Yeah, like nothing. That's what Ron Paul would do, and that's what I would do, too. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt filling in for Joyce Riley at thepowermall.com is your answer to do business with the good guys on GCN.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, Stan Bushman and Kirk Crosby filling in for Joyce Ryder, the Power Hour. And I'm telling you right now, thepowermall.com gives you a chance to do business with the good guys. They've got product after product after product that not only does business with the good guys, but incredibly can improve your life. Health products, personal products, books, DVDs. In fact, as far as I understand, they got a special Sheriff Richard Mack deal. You can get Sheriff Richard Mack's latest book, Are You a David? And you can also get the highlight DVD from the National Press Club, both available now, thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, and that way they'll know that Sam and Kurt add some value to the show, would you please? Thepowermall.com. All right, so we're talking about this IRS shenanigan. And I believe the IRS is absolutely belligerent. And the mainstream press is either ignorant or all too willing to go along, or both, Kurt. And that's the reason that I want to kind of mention this. The headline that you have here says corporate America is hiding $2 trillion in profit from the IRS. Now, hiding is a very strange term. And then profit is a very strange term. I didn't know that, number one, the IRS was supposed to make a profit, number one, at the expense of business. But number two, how much money do we say was overseas in, quote, hidden accounts or whatever? Now they're saying $2 trillion. But how much of that would really even be the IRS's, even if it did all come back tomorrow, Kurt? It's certainly not all IRS money, is it?
Sam, and a great point. The fact is, this is money that these companies have earned. This money needs to be considered as their money, not the IRS's money or America's money. And, you know, the bottom line is the reason these companies are doing that is simply because, hey, you know, they're trying to make sure they're all stockholders and everybody else in their company is still able to make a living. They're bringing in the money they need to continue. And, you know, we act like somehow, unless a company just wants to ante up all of their earnings, then they're just somehow against their beloved governments. You know, you look at companies like, for example, General Electric, and I believe that they've been very, at least I've heard them mentioned very few times when it comes to this whole thing, and they say they lead the pack, but they also, remember, Sam, not only have a pretty good media presence, but they also are big suppliers for the government. In other words, big military industrial complex types, the General Electric boys, you know, and I guarantee you they've got their lobbyists in Congress. Now, you know, they do say that, you know, there's some talk that companies that face, they say, no meaningful negative consequences to stashing trillions from the tax man when they need to access their offshore cash for investing in production or personnel. That's what jobs are created by the way, ladies and gentlemen. They can simply, they say, use the untaxed profits as collateral for borrowing from the financial sector. There's no reason, they say, business reason to stop ducking U.S. taxes. So it's up to lawmakers to address the problem. And
yeah, and you can either address that problem by acting like the company is the evil enemy and tax them into oblivion and create just hatred and angst everywhere, or you can flat out lower taxes. Now, the companies are saying, Kurt, we can borrow the money. Whatever it is, 2%, 5%, it's a gazillion times cheaper than the taxes. Who cares if we have to pay the banker? They're just doing what makes sense, folks. You go to the least problem area is the only solution. All right, that's hour one of the can, ladies and gentlemen, the Power Hour. Next 2 hours will be simulcast live with Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio filling in for Joyce Riley. This is the Power Hour on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.